Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for just a few minutes, very few minutes, a couple of minutes, literally. Tuesday night, we're learning about wine, we're learning about Tov HaMeitiv, we're in Siman Mem Tes. Sifir Aleph. Afilu hayu lahem betchila shtei yeinos, they originally had two wines. Elishlo hayu lefon of yachad k'shabirch bar pri agofen. Uvarach al hasheni ha-meshubach ha-tov ha-meitiv. If it wasn't on the table. But if it was on the table, then mamish, you made bar pri agofen on both. So you don't, and you're supposed to make it on the better wine, because you're supposed to make the bracha on the better wine. So you're not going to make ha-tov ha-meitiv anymore. But not because it's on the table. That's not really the point. The point is, if it's on the table, then your bracha is supposed to be directed at the better product. Now, lu yitzuyu, you have both wines on the table, and you, either by mistake or on purpose, directed your bracha on the inferior wine, then you would have to make a tova meitiv on the superior wine.
Subjective or objective? Would you like better, or what's...
Whoa, that's a different question. Wait. Don't bring that in. That's a different question. We're learning now a halacha that says that if both wines are on the table and you made a bar priya gofen, then presumably, since the din is you're supposed to make the bracha on the better wine, so then there's no more hatova hameitiv. And therefore, if you beferish thought on the inferior wine, then tomorrow night we'll learn about what's called inferior. We'll go back. We'll